Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. Emma, Dave, Fiona, producer Callum is in the room as well. And we're not going to lie, producer Callum really weirdly out of character at like 6 a.m. was like, guys, we're in and out today. I'm out of here.
Do you know why?
Get the job done. I want to go home.
We love it.
I went to Ollie Murs last night in the Three Arena. I didn't tell anyone.
Fuck off, did you?
Yeah, it was it was a phenomenal
now,
gig.
Can I, before you tell me anything about this, right? I remember a couple of years ago when me and Emma worked in the same company that isn't Spin, I interviewed Ollie Murs, right? And Emma at the time was like, I was like, you know, oh, it's Ollie Murs, whatever. And then Emma was like, is he not really like uncool? Like, can we not interview him? And I was like, ah, it's Ollie Murs, it's fun. She was right. He's not that cool.
Oh, no, he is. Really? It was a cheese fat.
It's absolutely, okay, he's a cheese ball. But like the fact he's come around and he's playing the Three Arena.
It was like a mini Eras tour. Like Taylor Swift did the Eras tour.
Come on,
it was 15 years of Ollie Murs. He was celebrating all his eras.
Does he have eras? I just feel like he's always been in a suit and been seen Robbie Williams.
My friend,
how do we distinguish?
My friend is terrified of Ollie Murs. Like, what are you afraid of? Spiders? What are you afraid of? Oh, heights? What are you afraid of? Ollie Murs. She's terrified of Ollie Murs.
Oh, he's cute. I did see a photo the other day on Twitter. It was like, you know, you get a random feed and it was him. He's real ripped now, I think.
Oh, he is. I actually don't like that.
But whereas someone was like, I don't know, it was just some random thing. I wasn't like, I'm just...
I know the thing you're talking about.
Yeah, it was like he's ripped now and, you know, his body before was beautiful as well. Do you know what I mean?
But anyway. He's grinding on stage and everything. Like, but he did like a whole set in the middle because he was born in the 80s. So he just did 80s covers.
Okay.
So there was like Never Gonna Give
so
You
So not
up.
Really his era, per se.
Yeah, no way. It was... He was born in 84, so he was...
Was it fun?
But as in, not his songs.
And guess who... It was an amazing... Guess who was the support?
I don't know. Go on.
Blue.
Oh, I heard this.
That I'm here for.
I heard that.
I couldn't believe it.
Is that them?
Yeah. It was just... It was a fantastic night.
How were Blue's voices?
Terrible.
Ah, shite.
Oh, really?
Ah, yeah. Like,
that sounds great,
Callum.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
That does sound good. My friend's daughter is in a creche in Crumlin, and her... The, like, creche... lady, whatever, worker, what, the creche teacher was like, you must get this all the time, like, you know who your daughter looks like. And she was like, no, what do you mean? And she was like, ah, everyone must say it to you. And she was like, no. And she was like, Ollie Murs. And she was like, you don't mind me saying that to you, the little 2-year-old child. I kind of see it though. I'll show
I need
you
to see
after
it.
This.
That's so funny. I love it.
God, this sounds like a laugh. So that's why you want to get out of here today to catch up after after what, one of his songs? Name a single Ollie Murs.
I'm a trouble.
The one with Rizzle Kicks. The one with Demi Lovato.
I didn't even tell you.
That's fantastic.
I didn't even tell you about my interview with Ollie Murs, which I wonder if I could find at some point. It's so
you know
fucking embarrassing.
Can you bring it to the podcast tomorrow?
I don't know if I'd be able to find it. That's the thing.
Dave, come on.
I will try
someone down in Beat 102, 103 and see if they have access to it somewhere.
I don't know if they will. I'm gonna try.
Check your emails.
If not, I'll just tell you about it tomorrow.
Please. Do a dramatic rereading of it, playing both characters, you and Ollie.
I will.
1038.
Dublin.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Morning! How are we? What's going on?
Hey, good morning. What are we, Wednesday?
It's Wednesday!
Fantastic.
Hump day.
And it's cracking already out there.
Wednesday, not too bad. Tuesday, for me, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Reason being, I went to Pippa's house yesterday, right? And I rocked in. She was like, doors open, go in, chill out. I'm on a meeting. And I was like, yeah, great. She works from home, right? Mm. So I go in and I chill out. And then I go, do you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to get us both ice creams.
Gorgeous.
Because it's such a nice day and she's been working hard. So why don't I go and be an amazing boyfriend and go get her ice creams? Mm. And so we went. I went to the local Centra. I got $2.99s. I walked back to hers with the $2.99.
I was about to say an impossible task in a car.
An impossible task in the car, but also kind of an impossible task walking as well, purely because I had to, and I know this sounds like a lie, I had to lick both ice creams.
Oh, I know, it sounds great. It's crazy.
I had to.
Yeah.
They couldn't not.
No, I was thinking that. Like, 99s, they take a lot of maintenance.
But they, but like, honestly, the second you're out the door, they're melting.
Yep, you know they are.
So, anyway,
so you're double licking.
Thank you for that. Walking through. Anyway, I get into her gate, into her house, all with just my elbow, and I knock on her office door, right, and I'm like, babe, open the door. Look what I've got. And she opens the door, she's like, what? I'm like, I got you an ice cream. She's like, Tiff, I have to go on camera in like 2 seconds to present to like 160 people. And I was like, I'll do it with an ice cream. It would be very personable.
It would be summer vibes.
Yeah, summer vibes. And she was like, I can't. So I had $2.99s yesterday.
Oh, man.
I ate the entire two things. And honestly, I will say this. I would never go and order $2.99s. Too much. But a surprise 99 after you've just had a 99 is lovely.
Well, did you just... what was the system like? Was it constantly just rotating top between two?
Yeah.
One and then two.
It was like a workout. It was that like being in the gym. Lick and lick and lick and lick.
And did you get to the base of the cone on both ones? Like complete though?
I did more so on the right one first and then I did the left. I felt like I wasn't professional enough to do both at the same time.
That's a really good, you know, what would you say, review of the cone as well, that didn't sog it up too much to go leaking at
the
bottom.
No, it was top tier.
Fabulous.
Good conage, yeah.
I will say, if you arrived at my door with a ice cream licked down to the nub, which is what I saw on your Instagram story, I'd probably have a meeting.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Wiz the MC, Bees and Honey, and Show Me Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
We are no longer making fun of them because that is a class song.
They got such funny names, but that is an absolute tune.
It's a nice start to the morning.
It's really relaxing.
Lovely.
Which one's Bees? Which one's Honey? Who do you think's doing what?
Well, actually, Callum looked into Bees and Honey the other day. They're German / English people.
Yep. And they've only 6 posts on Instagram and like 1,000 followers.
Because they're out making honey. They're out touching grass. Sniffing flowers.
I think we could be their new friends.
I hope so. Hey, Bees, if you're listening.
Honey,
your friend,
if you're listening.
Please.
Reach out and say hi. It's been a busy 24 hours for the puppy, Seamus.
Still a puppy? I feel like he got him about 7 years ago.
He's in total less than 5 months old yet. He's still a puppy, I guess.
Perfect.
How can you say he's a puppy until?
Oh, you're going to be one of them moms who's like, what age is he? Oh, he's 24 months.
Yeah, and
he's
3
two.
Days.
Yeah.
He still is a puppy because the Instagram you put up the other day, he had the little puppy teeth, the little fangs.
Yeah, like, they haven't fallen out yet. That's going to be shocking.
Oh, do they fall out?
Yes. Yeah, so my friend Megan told me, don't get a fright when the teeth start falling out.
No.
And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, you just be walking around the house and you're like doing a little sweeping and you're like, what's that? Oh, it's a tooth.
Have they got a doggy tooth fairy?
They got a doggy tooth fairy.
How much are you going to give?
I don't know.
Oh,
maybe
a
bone
treat
or
under
something.
The pillow.
I know, it's so
girl, they're
cute.
Sharp. Don't walk around barefoot. Thumbtack vibes.
So sharp. A busy 24 hours in the sense that I was telling you that we have a painter in the house, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everything's cream at the moment. It feels like they're just doing everything the one colour. Anyway, grand, it's not my house. And I was obviously trying to keep Seamus away from wet paint. Perfect. And when I got in yesterday, I just opened the door. So like he'd normally hang out in the kitchen and back garden. And as I opened the door from the kitchen to literally just to close it behind me, he took a dart up the stairs.
Oh no.
And all I heard was the screaming from the painter. No!
No!
No! No!
Oh God.
Jesus. No! What came back down to me was a Dalmatian.
No! Seriously?
He has one like white paw.
Yeah.
Now he's got a white cheek and a white neck.
Amazing.
And I really don't know how to remove paint from a dog.
It's really hard.
Is it?
My dog, when we were painting, I think we're painting the hallway, and she backed that tushy up right into the wall, and it was like a pale pink. It was really, really hard to get
off. Pale pink,
it
just like one of those
ages.
Monkeys.
Yeah, exactly.
A baboon. Oh my god, that girl's walking a baboon.
I don't know how I got it off in the end. I think it was a gradual process. It took a while.
Yeah, I keep going, is that my dog?
Shane is one of those dogs that kind of cleans himself. Like, I had a collie and they just clean themselves.
Yeah, it's gross.
Collies are so smart though. Like, they could sign a check.
But I think
they could apply for a passport.
But there's oil and stuff in their like skin and stuff that I'm pretty sure would clean it itself.
And I think molting eventually it'll come off.
Yeah.
But at the moment, like,
you've got a Dalmatian.
It'd be tough to clean paint now. That's a big job.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, because I'm looking around being like, white spirits now, I can't do that. So anyway, then I wake up, he came to bed at me last night, and at like 2:30 he just decided he wanted to go down, so I thought he needed to go to the toilet, left him out and all the rest, and then left him down back in the kitchen. And when I walked down this morning, I was greeted, do not one, not two, but three quite meaty bombs.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
One was in the you know, the back door mat, which is always kind of just a tough one.
Yeah.
Because it was quite lumpy. I did leave it outside, but then I was conscious of the painter being in and out, you know, before I got a chance to get home. So it needed some kind of sorting out.
At some stage, we have to just kick that painter out.
I was just going to say, if he steps in the bomb, it's on him. Yeah. He's been at your house for like 2 weeks.
He
literally lives there now. It's crazy. And the other place where there is bomb, my boyfriend Jack is currently making his way back from England. He's on a plane, I think, at the moment. And his new running runners.
No. Oh, lovely. Good morning, Jack.
Do you know what? I'm glad he's in the middle of it because I haven't told him. I can't.
God forbid a man has a hobby.
Let him go and deal with that one himself. I tapped it out.
And that's all you did?
And I just said, I actually have to go to work, guys. I can't cope with this anymore. You okay, pup?
Did you think he ate the paint?
I don't think he ate the paint. I gave him a bit of a yogurt yesterday. They probably shouldn't have. It was one of those.
Are you sure it wasn't paint?
Are you sure it wasn't a ton of paint?
They're going to take him away from me.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. And apparently it could be going to 23 degrees today.
Ooh,
woohoo!
Nice one.
Wow.
God,
giddy
vibes. Fantastic.
Wear your sun cream. Again, I am sponsored by sun cream on this podcast. Thank you so much. Please wear it every day. Guys, I want to talk about an epidemic, something that's been affecting us all for a long time. I think it's been a hotly discussed issue.
Is it you being here?
Yeah. Let's address the elephant in the room. Tell me how you really feel. I think I could be deemed as annoying as people listening to music or taking phone calls on the bus with no headphones.
Oh,
I know it's a bugbear for some people. What are your guys' thoughts?
I did once ring my mom and talk to her while she was on the bus, and she was every 5 minutes of our conversation, she was like, I just have to be quiet because I'm on the bus. And it didn't stop her though.
A friend of mine was on a bus from Dublin to Waterford a few weeks ago, and he always meets all sorts of everyone. He's not a driver. This is my friend Niall. And he basically was like, there's a gang here on the bus and I'd love to hate them because I just want to roll over and go to sleep, but they're playing Whitney Houston and it's so confusing because I really didn't think they'd even know who she, you know, that kind of way. They were just, they kind of seemed like they'd love a bit of pasta, dirty cash, and they were just loving a bit of Whitney.
Typecast someone, Niall.
No, but you know what I'm saying, it was just like a load of burly men being like, you're
this
simply
is
the
thing.
Best.
Sometimes if it's a banger, I would allow it. Honestly. So ministers in the UK have urged the government to slap commuters who play music aloud with fines of up to £1,000.
Okay, I'm glad you said with fines and not just like slap them.
In the face.
Imagine if you could just give them a little poke on the cheek for doing that.
A little boop. Guys, okay, so the Liberal Democrats have called for stricter measures to be put in place when it comes to people playing their headphones, or people playing their music without headphones.
Okay.
Not too liberal, I would say. I don't know what you guys think.
No, that's pretty standard.
Honestly, so they said that they believe other passengers are too frightened to speak out and say, excuse me, can you just turn off here?
Yeah. They are, though, to be fair.
I would be.
I don't think I could do it.
I would be a bit mort for myself. I would be a bit scarlet.
I just feel like as soon as you say something like that, you're instantly like a Karen. Do you know what I mean? mean? And I don't want to have that label on me.
Me neither. And I honestly think, I mean, we touched on it there. If it's a good song, if I'm bopping, if you're bringing new music to the bus, if you're introducing me to a new genre, I will actually revolute you €5. Furthermore, if it's a conversation that is interesting, if you're having a fight with your partner, if you're doing something that causes me to have my headphones hanging out of my ear with nothing playing because I am transfixed by your argument, if you give us context, if you do exposition, if you're like, you've never liked my brother-in-law, I am sat. I'm ready. And I will revolute you €10. I don't think it's the worst thing, you know what I mean? Things that I do think are bad, when people leave their empty can of Monster on the seat with the dregs dripping out onto the rest of the seat, and you have to, and it's the only seat free, and you have to make the decision, do I sit beside the empty crusty can of Monster, or do I drop it onto the ground and have to suffer
become
the indignity of the can rolling up and down the deck for the duration of the journey, and everyone looking around being like, who dropped that lady?
When people put it on the floor, like as if it's standing up, like, you know, it's a moving vehicle.
You know, it's a moving vehicle. People aren't allowed to stand up here, so why the can's Monster? Second, now I could be being a bit of a sensitive Sally about this, but closing the windows is too loud.
It really is.
I get such a fright every time, especially when it was COVID, and you know, certain people would be like, no fresh air on the bus, and it felt like a gunshot every time. I just think there should be an announcement, guys, I'm just closing the window now.
Yeah.
Everyone prep yourself. It's almost like when you walk into a dark room and say, I'm going to shine the light now, mind your eyes.
Yeah, mind your ears.
Yeah.
And finally, I think everyone will agree with this. Sitting beside me when other seats are free. Psychopath.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Wow. I actually think that's the one thing that I wouldn't say something, but I would act on it. I would get up and move.
I'd do a shuffle.
I just think that's really weird. If there's other options that are decent with no crusty Monster on them, then there's no reason for you to sit here.
You'd remove yourself.
Yeah.
Sir.
That's fine. I do think I love the way you turn to being like, no, I would revolute you if I hear it. You never liked my brother-in-law.
I'm so
anyway.
Into that. I'm so into that.
Give me the tea, Fintan.
To Emma, Dave and Fiona. Now, Fiona.
Hello.
This is the test. Mm-hmm. If you clap at the right time during this...
Oh, okay. I tell you what, we are not going to clap.
Okay.
For the first time ever, Emma, Dave and Callum will not clap and Fiona will do all of the clapping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you get this even slightly offbeat...
I'm fired. Of course.
Gone.
It's been a nice few days. See?
You'll slap me with £1,000 fine.
You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Yay!
Very good.
Nice one.
I'm sweating.
You did that very well.
Thank you, guys.
Nice one, Fiona.
Even if you did it behind the microphone.
Yeah, that's miles fine. The microphone. Or no one could hear you. We can promise you listening, you probably didn't hear that, but you did clap on time.
Welcome,
guys, I nailed it.
Welcome, welcome all to the greatest radio game of all time. Whoa. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something, Fiona, like... Name a Simpsons character. You'll hear three beeps. Beep, beep, beep. You answer in the third beep. What would your answer be? Okay, third.
Maggie.
Oh, sorry. Right. If you say Bart, and I have Bart written down, then you're out, but I did not have Maggie written down, so you would be into the next round.
All right.
You see how it works? Basically, you're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. If you would like to play, it is the word game right now to 087-711-1038. Come on and play and take 5 IMC Cinema passes from producer Callum's drawer. Okay, there's 5 up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you are also out. Like if I said, name Simpsons character, and you said...
Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin, you'd be out. Do you know what I mean? Because that obviously is not in the category. So, do you want to play? Message us right now. The word game. 087-711-1038.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Go on.
I'm feeling crazy. The sun is out. We're a new show. It's going to be 2 cinema passes per correct answer.
Oh my God. That is a near 10 game of Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave's written down. So if you would like to play to win 10 IMC cinema passes,
wow,
which is
big
crazy.
Wow.
Game, do what I want.
Game in a WhatsApp now. Callum Farmer, he does what
Who
he
is
wants.
Back?
Game in a WhatsApp now. 087-711-1038.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. The Dave has written down.
I want to say the best claps we've ever done. But it sounds better with a fourth.
I have
it really
chills.
Did. Welcome on in to the greatest radio game of all time. Woo! This is Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Who's on to play?
It is Sophie. What are you up to this morning, Sophie?
Yeah, great. I'm just on my way home from work.
You're right home on night shift. Are you a nurse?
No.
What are you?
Can we guess again? Are you a guard?
Yeah.
Are you a guard?
Guard, oh, Sophie, good morning.
I am. Don't tell anybody.
No, I won't. I'm not
that
at all.
Oh, God, no. Weird medium to say that on. Okay.
Very true. And will you go back to bed now, Sophie, for the rest of the day?
Absolutely not. With weather like this, I'll be going back for a few hours and I'll be getting up trying to enjoy the day.
Good shout, yes. Sophie. Good shout. All right. Well, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Sophie, have you heard this game before by any chance?
No.
You haven't?
I just heard it there this morning. I was like, I'll give this a go.
I love it, Sophie. Why not? It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like, name Simpsons character. You'll hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. If you say Bart and I have Bart written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There is 10 up for grabs. You will actually win 2 IMC Cinema Passes per question you get correct. And if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out, Sophie. All make sense?
Yes.
Here we go with round one. Sophie, name a date in May.
The 16th of May.
The 16th of May. And I have written down...
No, you haven't.
May 17th.
Sophie, by the skin of your teeth, that is incredible. Would you like to keep playing or cash out?
I would like to keep playing.
Keep Absolutely. Playing, I like
we
it,
love
Sophie.
It.
Let's
two
go.
Two cinema passes in the bag. Well done.
Here we go, Sophie, with round two. Name a colour.
Purple.
Ooh, rogue.
Of purple.
Purple. And I have written down a more boring grey.
Yay! Oh,
nice. Gray. Sophie, you're playing a blinder. That
four
is
out of ten.
4 cinema tickets in the bag. Would you like to keep playing or cash out?
I would like to keep playing, please.
Yeah, I like it, Sophie.
She's
Here we
guard.
Go.
She's a brave woman.
Yeah, she's a brave woman. Let's go for round three. Name something you'd put in a drawer.
Scissors.
And I have written
down... You've got to keep them away from the kids, you know?
You do, yeah. Fair enough.
Safety.
A very responsible Garda is our Sophie. And I have written down forks.
Oh, nice.
Both sharp objects, so I like the way you align in that way.
Yeah.
That is 6 cinema tickets in the bag. Would you like to keep playing or cash out, Sophie?
I'll keep playing.
Yeah, you got to keep playing. Here we go. They will. They are getting progressively harder as they go along, especially with this one. Round four.
Okay.
Sophie, on the third beep, remember that. Name a boy's name beginning with L.
Leon.
She doesn't mess around. She's on the pulse, this girl.
Yeah. That's what I'm afraid of. supposed to take 3 beeps.
Am I supposed to wait?
Yeah, but on the third beep.
Oh, sugar, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
That's okay.
I can't
write
you.
You write it down at the same time as me.
No, Sophie, don't worry. Right?
Don't you worry
This is
at all.
Just Dave being very
okay.
particular. You know
okay,
before
sorry,
the third beep, but girl, you do your thing.
That's okay. I have written down Luke. You're absolutely fine.
Final
round. Leon, final round. What are you doing, Sophie?
Yeah, let's go
You're
for
here.
It.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. This is the moment for 10 IMC Cinema Passes, Sophie. Name a member, any member, of Westlife.
Mark.
What about Mark myself? Mark Feely here. Feely or something.
Feely, I think. Feely.
Well, you guys are nice.
Yes.
You had 8 IMC Cinema Passes. You risked it all for 10. I have written down Nicky Byrne.
Yes, he
Oh, yes. Winner.
Oh, Nick, I'm so big.
Winner, chicken dinner. Sophie, congratulations. You have just won 10 IMC Cinema Passes. Listen, I have a couple of parking fines actually now that I might get on to you about, Sophie. Yeah?
Mm. Fiona was clamped yesterday. That's not you, lads.
No, that's not them. No.
But the guards are to be rang.
Oh, no, sir. I've been clamped as well. Don't worry.
Okay. Sophie, congratulations. Who are you going to bring to the cinema?
The whole squad.
I'd have to bring my partner.
The whole squad.
Do you mean partner in life or partner in crime?
No, it's partner in anti-crime.
fighting.
Ah, very good. Andy Grime. Sophie, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
Cheers, Sophie.
No, thank you, guys.
Bye,
Sophie.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Also, Sophie, the new hats are lovely.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Oh, thanks very much.
She designed
just
them.
Just in time for the good weather.
Yes, exactly. Good luck.
Thanks, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Nice one.
I like her hats.
I need to see these hats.
Such
now.
A lick up to the guards.
Oh, I know.
Are they straw? Like, what's the vibe?
They're baseball caps.
Oh, yeah,
they're very snazzy.
And cool, yeah. And really they even peek them in like real scary people. Really cool. Here's Crystal on the Days. This has been with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Exciting news for the Fitzbos and Fitzbees out there. We are so
Would you be
excited.
A Fitzbo or a Fitzbee?
Do I look like a Fitzbo or a Fitzbee?
No, you're a Fitzbee.
For that
man?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for giving me either of those, honestly, Dave. I'll be right there with you at FlyFit because Spin is going to be live from WellFit. Oh, from both Wellfest and FlyFit. We are going to be live from Wellfest on May 10th and 11th with FlyFit.
There
see
you
how
go.
It comes together now? We got there.
Yeah.
So basically, Wellfest, Europe's largest outdoor health, fitness and wellness festival. It's such a success story, isn't it? Imagine 15 years ago going, yeah, you've all the festivals there in Ireland. Picnic's going well. There's that one, C Session's doing well. Do you know what we'll do? We'll do one for fitness.
There's a banger boom is back after. Yeah.
There is.
Do you know what I mean? Is that how long it's been going? 15
years? Oh, no. I'm just saying hypothetically yes. 15 years ago. I'm not sure like, it would
be. Back in the boom. Fitness back then.
Yeah. No, we didn't, did we? Listen, we're joining forces with FlyFit and on the tunes for the weekend, Marty Guilfoyle and Jamie Maguire of Spin Fame. And the Spinnies were there as well. Tons of giveaways and all the rest.
We got a pair of Wellfest tickets to give away if you want to go to this unbelievable festival. Plus, we're going to throw in a 3-month roaming FlyFit membership because if you're the kind of person who likes to go to Wellfest, you're probably the kind of person who likes to go to a gym as well.
And you know what? My level of fitness would be the roaming between the fly fits.
That's a workout in itself.
I think so.
Get the steps in.
Which one will I go to?
Yes. So and then I get there and I'm like, oh,
it's a little flat white for yourself on the way.
Exactly.
Why not?
If you want to win those tickets to Wellfest plus that 3-month roaming fly fit membership, all you got to do is WhatsApp us the word right now, Wellfest, 087-711-1038. That's just the word Wellfest in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Lots of people might be intending to go to this in the next couple of weeks but don't have tickets. So get your tickets sorted and the fly fit membership as well. Wellfest in a WhatsApp now, please. That's just the word Wellfest in a WhatsApp. Get in.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Morning!
Hey.
How are ya?
Morning.
Good
happy,
morning.
Happy hump day, everybody.
Indeed.
Although it's not a happy hump day for me.
Dave,
the dilemma of all dilemmas.
Oh God, what's going on?
You know, I was on holidays last week.
Yep.
Right.
And I'll obviously, be fairer.
Yeah.
Of course.
And so, here's my issue. Do I put up an Instagram dump of the holiday, or do I just put an Instagram dump up of the entirety of April?
Oh.
And that's where I don't know what to do. Do I do two dumps? Do I do maybe a holiday dump today and then maybe in 3 days be like, an April dump, but it's late. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, I'm not a dumper myself. Wouldn't be into them.
If you don't know what a dump is, by the way, it's where you upload like all your photos from like April or for a full month and you just like scroll through them on Instagram.
Yeah. And then you take a massive shite.
And no, Fiona, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Dave is very big
dumper.
On the dump.
Yeah,
and he always very much thinks about the caption very well. He does it. It's a guarantee on the end of the month. There's never any flailing. So I think it would be a shame to hold off on your April dump. And I think, second of all, don't be afraid of a bit of spam.
No, I don't like spam.
But I do a double dump. You can't be afraid. Like, it's your showcase of your life. If you have enough content to fill both, do you think minus holiday content, you'd have enough from April to fulfill a decent April dump?
Oh, yeah, I think I would because I was only on holidays for 3 days.
And furthermore, I would say release yourself from the structure of the dump and feel free to post one picture on the fly. That's what I like to see when someone's on holidays. The one post when they've arrived on the first night. Go crazy.
Oh, no.
When I see that, I think that is someone who's truly living life. And they're not confining themselves in the shackles of society.
You see, I know, and maybe other people aren't like this, but I know if you upload a dump like with like 10 images, 20 images, I'm looking at the whole damn lot of them.
Well, most people are, I ain't reading all that. Happy for you, though. Sorry that happened. You know?
Yeah. And the thing about it is, don't be afraid to be more sporadic with an upload, because you're kind of exclusively only uploading on the dumps.
God, thanks,
I agree.
Guys, you're really getting me, my courage up.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Be brave.
It's just, I'm just shackled to it. Yeah.
You are.
It's been really tough, but thank you for giving me the confidence to
double dump today.
To post one. Oh, I'm not doing a double dump. Are you mad?
Do a double dump today.
We'll like it. We'll all like it.
You guys all like it as well.
Yeah.
It's Mr.
And
David
I'll share it on my page.
I'll share it on my Instagram.
Give Mr. David Hammond some love.
Thank you.
Now, but I do require a double dump today, though, in order for that to happen.
I can't. I'm sorry.
You're going to have to do it, Dave.
I can't. I did two 99s yesterday. I can't do two dumps today. That's too weird.
Well, after the 2.99, you might.
No, it's too much. It's too much.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Alex Warren and Ordinary on Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning.
Still not sick of it.
It's everywhere online, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's being overused, I think, on reels and stuff like
there
that.
There is no such thing as overusing, that's all.
Not so much. For now, give another 3 weeks and you'll be like, I'm sick of it. Listen, I have a 6-year-old niece. Her name is Florence and she is a character. She is being reared in rural Ireland and she's a fantastic country accent.
She does have a wonderful accent.
And I love her and she loves me. And it's her birthday on Friday. And basically, my dad rang me a few months ago and he was like, Jesus, Emma, he picks her up from play school some days. And he was like, you need to get this idea out of her head. Because a lot of her classmates would have these typical kind of gatherings, birthday parties in their local town. But she said, no, Jim. She calls my dad Jim, not granddad.
Of course.
I don't want to do that. I want to spend my birthday in Dublin with Emma. She doesn't really talk like that. I'm trying.
No, she actually does. Like, she sounds quite similar.
And my dad was like, no, but Florence, like, you probably need to spend your birthday with your friends and your parents. And she's like, I don't want to. I want to go to Dublin.
like niece, like auntie. Yeah. I want to go to Dublin, the big city.
A big schmo.
I'll make it up there.
And my dad was even saying, but Florence, like, would you not like to see your parents on your actual birthday, you know? They can drop me up. And that's the extent of it, right?
Miss Flo.
So all she wanted, now she did do the kind of party with Bounce Castle and friends last weekend and I wasn't around. So all go for Friday, the big party.
And is she going to be 6 or is she going to be 7?
She's going to be 6.
She's going to be 6.
She's turning 6.
That's a big age.
Big one. I know, it's actually kind of scary. So all she wants to do is put the sofas together and watch some movies on the big telly.
In your house?
In my house.
She wants to build a fort.
She would like to do that. However, I'm like starting to think, it's Wednesday now, I've been excited about this for months, but as it draws closer, I'm thinking, it's a little bit dry, isn't it?
How are you going to
Friday night,
it?
You know?
Yeah.
I want to have a bit of crack, you know?
You can't take one Friday night off to enjoy with your niece. You need to go on the lash, do you?
I want to go on the lash, right? And I'm thinking we're going to make this, because I need to prep her for her future, a 6-year-old sesh.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, God.
Needed. So the 6-year-old sesh is going
to
involve...
Keep in mind, the last time Florence was up, Emma had this idea to bring her to this kid's rave. Right, and then like it was
in
all,
the Bernard Shaw.
In the Bernard Shaw, it was a kids' rave, and it was all happening. Emma was so excited, and Florence came up. They arrived, and Florence went, "Hell no, not happening."
Well, Florence, I thought you wanted to get up to the big smoke and experience what it's all about.
Florence just wants to hang out with her auntie Emma.
Yeah, but I'm like, come on, let's go to the rave.
Right. Where's your glow stick?
So I'm thinking, right, when she arrives, I'm going to have the pre-drinks ready, fully loaded, ice cold Capri Suns, just to get her going, right?
Classy.
And then we'll go high grade my waddy.
Real low. Yeah. Double concentrate.
Half poisoner with the stuff. Just get her going, you know. And then for those who really want to get buzzed, we'll get like a shot of full fat Fanta. Just to really.
Oh my God.
Get the giddiness up.
Straight into the eyeballs.
Then we need to start getting ready.
What do you call the little things that you get at festivals?
IV drips.
One of the IV drips of Fanta.
Now, stress code, this will be an easy one in terms of the getting ready because it's strictly Lilo and Stitch pajamas and nothing says like this is going to be a sesh like an elastic waistband and characters on your pajamas.
That's elastic waistband. I genuinely was like, are you putting her to work like in a gym or something?
And now when really buzzed, we're going to be crack out the big stuff. The jars will be out of paint and there'll be an inevitable sit through Lilo and Stitch movies, but just probably the sing-along versions.
Nice.
And her favourite method of entertainment while in Dublin in the big smoke is when you order a takeaway, she likes to watch your Deliveroo driver, because it doesn't really exist where she lives, on the map, and then look out the window to see them arrive and go, is that Ronald McDonald?
No. Oh, there's no thrill like it.
It's like when you're on a plane, you just watch your dad just watches the plane fly from Ireland down to Spain.
Now, after that, we're going to get straight back on the rounds. Duck Duck Goose musical chairs. It's going to be lit. Yeah.
And is it just the two of yous?
No, there's two others coming as well. Two of the girls she really likes, Avian and Blonith.
Ah, okay.
To be there for all of this. So it's going to be a mad session.
Oh my God, a girl's night.
As for the tunes, I'm going to have them pumping. I'm thinking of robbing a spin speaker and bringing it home because all I have is an Alexa, which won't be loud enough, okay? I need to teach this kid what a session really goes like. And I have a bit of a playlist already organised. Yes, your favourite, Mo.
My feelings matter.
Bit of Snoop Dogg.
I get better every single day.
She is such a stan of Lilo and Stitch at the moment. Bizarre, does every child go through this phase?
A bizarre mix of songs there.
All her favourites at the moment, it seems. And finally, just when people are running out of steam, it's time to bring out the big bag.
What?
Of Tank Fasting.
Ah!
Oh, hell yeah.
They'll be rolled out just when she starts getting tired at like 4 to 8 p.m. I'll be like, hey, honey, have a dip in there.
That's when it needs to come out.
In the bag, Florence, in the bag.
Chris Chappell Roan, this is The Giver. You're at the spin.
Fully charged.
And Emma, Dave and Fiona with you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so Fiona's third day on Fully Charged. Welcome on in, Fiona.
But it feels like forever.
Of course. I hope you've been enjoying it. But it was something that I was kind of thinking about. We're awful nice to Fiona, you know? Every
is that
single
what you
time.
Would call this?
Every single time she was in the building, we'd show around, we introduce her to people, and we ask her to be the third person on our breakfast show. Aren't we just so good to you?
Ah, you're very good. And you're giving me half your paycheck as well. Very kind, Dave.
And I just thought, God, there's not much hazing going on here. You know, remember you used to join a company and there'd be a bit of haze and be a bit of, apprentices for builders would go and get the tartan paint or the bubbles for spirit level and things like that. All that. So I was like, God, we haven't done any hazing, aren't we? Very good. How could we do some hazing for Fiona? Maybe to just really make her feel like part of the team.
Maybe if nothing's immediately springing to mind, we can skip it.
I was going to skip it, uh-huh. Fiona. That was the thing. I was like, right, I suppose we just get on along with the breakfast show. And
it's also important to say, you're very early into this, and it's important to realise that you can be very quickly humbled on the show.
Oh, very much.
And you kind of need to get yourself strengthened up for that and prepared for that for the future.
But I was just going to go along with it and just go, no hazing for Fiona, we'll just all be nice to her and everything
great.
Will be fine.
Take it.
Until it landed right on our laps.
No.
We got an email that there is a company-wide meeting happening on Friday, right? A company, very corporate, boring, to be honest, meeting.
Usual, they normally happen on the last Friday of every month and Dave legs it before it starts.
I never, ever go to them.
No. Sometimes I put it on my headphones and mute it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Just to show that I'm on the call.
Yeah, it's a very, very corporate, boring meeting, right? But on said meeting, this coming Friday, we have been asked to do a little bit of an interview about the new show and especially push Fiona to introduce her to the entire kind of company wide.
Just for context, there could be 500 to 600 people on this call.
Exactly, okay? Right?
And that's why they're so boring, because there's loads of people who like talk about money and stuff, sales. And I'm like,
time to go. So we thought this is the perfect opportunity to haze Fiona, because in the past, I know Emma Nolan, when you were at a wedding, you were the maid of honor, and we infiltrated your speech, because that was almost your kind of hazing of the show. We infiltrated your speech with silly words that you had to put into the speech, and your speech sounded a little bit weird. Sounded like this:
constantly waffling and messing. Urs was at her true self, a scallywag, and you just elevate each other in a really beautiful way. There are words I imagine written on her headstone until now, because that's who she is. She's always been Urs. Let's raise a glass to the happy couple. Golly gosh, we all wish you a lifetime.
You nailed that. Oh my gosh, that was only the beginning of it. So basically, this happened on the show a couple of years ago, as Dave said, and we threw it out to everybody listening, saying, give Emma some mad words to include in the speech. I actually was like, I don't know if this job is for me, to be honest.
Golly gosh, one of my favourite ones.
Banana slippers was in there. I managed to nail them all, Fiona, and this was in front of a lot of Portuguese people, because her fellas Portuguese, who one didn't get it, and I actually got booed at one point. At one point I was crying because I was very emotional about my friend, but also emotional because I had been so sabotaged.
They booed
and someone said, stop effing crying. It was awful.
It was a big moment for Emma.
I am planning on crying at this meeting.
Good. So. But what I'm also hoping you're planning is to not have any dignity by the end of it, because what we would like to do this morning on the show is to find out that weird and silly and bizarre words that Fiona can slip into conversation at this company-wide meeting for the interview of her. So, what we would like you to do is voice note us on 087 711 1038 with a bizarre word that you think that Fiona needs to slip into conversation during that company-wide corporate meeting.
Guys, please remember to be nice. I'm actually being bullied all week long. He keeps kicking me under the table.
Don't worry about it.
Easy on me.
Don't worry. Don't go easy on her. No. Put in those weird and wacky and wonderful words. And I know everyone's going, oh, what did you do? I remember I had to go to Wimbledon. I was going to Wimbledon, but it was just after your speech for the wedding. And I had to cough really, really loudly mid-play where everyone was really, really quiet. So there is on a BBC recording somewhere of Djokovic playing Alcaraz, and you just hear me go.
I'd like to find that recording. I'm going to need evidence.
The good thing for you listening and getting involved in this, sending your voice notes of your bizarre words for Fiona to say in this meeting on Friday, is that this meeting, because it does go out to the wider group on Zoom, it will all be recorded.
Yes.
So on the back of this happening on Friday, we can play you the evidence of either bank holiday Monday, on whether Fiona, well, if she's up to it or not, really.
Yeah, dead right.
If so, she passed the test,
those
the fully charged test.
Weird and wacky, wonderful words that you think Fiona can slip into conversation at the interview she's giving at this company-wide meeting. 087 711 1038. Voice notice right now with a weird, wacky, wonderful, bizarre word.
The idea of us saying, what do you think so far? Well, do you know what? I get to wear my banana slippers in every morning. Get in touch now. Rosé Bruno Mars in the meantime on Spin.
Looking for your weird and wacky, wonderful words at this morning on 087 711 1038. Reason being that we need to do some hazing for our brand new presenter, Fiona Frawley, on Fully Charged. And what we'd like to do is kind of embarrass her a little bit at the company-wide, very boring corporate meeting that's happening on Friday where she's being interviewed about the new show. So we need to have her say some weird and wonderful things. And so we're asking for your suggestions on them.
I know this sounds like a really cruel thing to say, but I promise you, the earlier you get humbled on the show, the better it'll be for you in the long term, okay?
You know what I think some crazy words are? Delighted.
Over the moon.
Thank you. Warm welcome. I mean, I would try and find a way to fit them in, but they would be
crazy. You're so good.
Look,
you shouldn't be coming up with the words. You know what I mean?
Throwing out suggestions.
The listeners of this show to come up with the words.
Grace is there. What do you think Fiona needs to include in her interview on the company-wide meeting around 500-600 people on Friday?
I think Fiona should have to say she's absolutely scuba bleeding dude in there.
No, sorry, go again.
Thank your pardon, Grace.
She's absolutely what?
Scuba bleeding do.
Scuba bleeding do.
Bleeding do.
Scuba bleeding do.
How does that work?
What does it mean, do you think?
Wow.
Because anytime you're kind of like in a bit of bother, I always say, oh, I'm in a bit of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, okay.
Scuba bleeding do.
Scuba bleeding do.
It's kind of a mix of scuba diving and Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love it. That's great. That's exactly what we're looking for, Grace.
If you get a tongue tied like I do, it just makes it a bit more embarrassing for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, Grace, thank you so much for looking out for me in that way.
Welcome to Spin.
Thanks, Grace.
Thanks, Grace.
Bye, Grace.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. That's in.
How do you feel?
That's honestly a bit normal. I was going to say that anyway. That was going to be my opening.
All right, let
point.
Us know a weird word that Fiona can say, or maybe a phrase that she can say during the company-wide corporate meeting. 087 711 103. Voice notes, please. Much like when you're new to a school and the teacher makes you stand up at the top of the class and introduce yourself and tell a little bit about yourself, Fiona is new. She's giving an interview at the company-wide, very corporate, boring meeting this coming Friday, and we've been asking you to infiltrate it, to sabotage it with weird and wonderful words on 087 711 1038. So far, all we have is scuba bleeding do. I don't know how that's going to work, because it's not Scooby bleeding do. The scuba really messes you up, I think.
Does it? Is that what's crazy about that? That's the weird thing about it.
You see, the thing about it is, you haven't seen producer Callum in a bad mood yet, so if you don't do this...
I'll do it.
Oh my
Callum,
God.
Please, I will.
I destroyed my friend's maid of honor speech when this happened to me a few years back. So, when we get cracking, the weird and wonderful words you must include somehow in this interview on Friday. Jacob was on. That's not what he said. He did say this.
Chimpanzini.
Chimpanzini is the Italian brain rot TikTok trend.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like an AI character. Chimpanzini. Yeah,
with Do I have to say it in that AI voice?
Chimpanzini. Yeah.
Can you? As if I'm being taken over by a robot.
Please.
Perfect.
Okay. Can you have a go there?
Chimpanzini. Wait, no, that was just a warm up, guys. Give me. I've got till Friday, so thank you. Thank
Kelly you. Was on as well.
Morning. I have a word. What about flabbergasted?
Yes.
What about
good.
Flabbergasted?
What about it?
Thank you. Thank you so much,
Kelvin.
Shamalama ding dong.
Go on, sir.
Shamalama ding dong.
I don't even know how you'd possibly do that.
I'm making a list. I'm like, how do I spell these?
What do you think, John?
Oh, I think bunion is a very good one for it. Get it out
okay.
there. Just get it out there.
Yeah,
I love it.
Bunion, top tier, John. Really, really good.
I love the gumption you said it with as well. You felt like you were really feeling it in your core. Yeah. Thank you, John.
In your foot.
Bit of gusto in it.
Yes, yeah. I loved it.
Brilliant, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. Also, there is this from Michaela.
Get Fiona to say Jiminy Cricket in the meeting. Like, so random.
I love it, Michaela. Why not?
This is Leanne.
I think she should say, there'll be soup and sambos.
Soup and sambos.
I hope there actually will. Thank you for speaking that into existence, soup and sambos.
Zoe.
I think a great word would be balderdash.
Oh, balderdash is brilliant.
Is that a style of plastering on a wall?
I think it's an English word for...
Hey, I was close.
Load of crap.
Pebble dash. Guys.
Standing by
close.
There is Louise. Morning.
Hi, Louise.
Hey, Louise.
Hi.
You're good. All right, Louise.
Oh, thank you, girl. Thank you.
What do you think, Fiona should have to say at the company-wide meeting on Friday?
Oh, she definitely has to fit in a pair of lacy knickers somewhere. And a colonoscopy.
Lacy?
And you know what? Lacy knickers, colonoscopy, and I was thinking about it as well, I think she should be, you know, down with the demographics.
Yeah.
She should be saying Skibbity and Sigma.
Skibbity and Sigma. Okay. Yes!
Sigma, definitely.
Whoa. You went from welcome to the show, Fiona, to lacy knickers.
Louise,
very
you
quickly
hit us
there,
with
Louise.
The whole dictionary.
Colonoscopy,
I mean,
and Skibbity and Sigma. That's wonderful.
How long am I going to be chatting?
Louise.
I say that to my kids and they look at me as if I have four heads. And
I
they
love
go,
it.
How do you know those words, Mum?
I love
Louise,
it.
Louise, class. Thank you very much. Lacy Knickers, my favourite of all so far. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Louise.
Thank you, Louise.
Excellent. Bye.
Because I think like with anything else that we've had so far, you know, some people on the call on Friday might go, oh, typical spin while they're messing. But lacy knickers is just unnerving.
I mean, should I physically produce lacy knickers or should I say lacy knickers? What's weirder?
Don't know. You've a lot of work to do, hon. Rory was on.
I think Fiona should say the word Delulu.
Yeah, okay. I think that will work.
I think we might have saved the best for last. I'm not sure.
Go
Michelle.
I have to say meow. So like what a cat does, meow like
thank
10 times.
Thank you for explaining
good.
That. I'm
just
familiar
the
with the term.
Meow, okay.
All right, Fiona, have you got a list?
Yes, I do. So we're starting...
Yeah, we'll get to that in a sec, right? But I do think there's a few more that could be added to that list, okay?
We have got a very boring corporate meeting happening on Friday, and for a little bit of hazing, we've been asking you to suggest weird, wacky, wonderful words that Fiona has to say in said company meeting when she gets interviewed as
she
a
needs
new
to
hire.
Get the proper fully charged treatment, I think, on the show from you listening.
Hell yeah.
There's been some crazy words already. This in from SEO.
Bombardino crocodilo.
Yes, crocodilo. This is the Italian brain rot that's all over my FYP at the moment. Crocodilo, we already had chimpanzini, cappuccino, ballerina, I think was another one or something.
Oh my God, let's get this SEO again. That's just so well done.
Bombardino crocodilo.
Beautiful.
The pronunciation
is stunning.
I don't think I could touch that. Honestly, I'm impressed.
What else we got?
Wasn't touch as well.
Fiona, don't forget to say Chalaleo.
Thank you so much, because I could have forgot that. So thank you.
Can I add one
Don't
more?
Forget.
If we're doing Italian brain rot, can you do tung 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 tung?
We're adding in for a penny.
Oh, lads, this is great. So
I love this.
Where are we at?
A full list. We got that full list?
Yes, we certainly
right,
do.
Right, go on. What have you got to say?
Coming in strong at the start, scuba bleeding do.
Class.
Up next in the Italian brain rock category, which is packed to the rafters, we have chimpanzini. Next up, flabbergasted. Nice. I think I can manage that one. Shamalama ding dong. Not usually what you'd hear,
that's
but we'll make it work. Bunion.
Class.
A lot of people could be affected by those so far. Jiminy Cricket.
When I got the call, boss, I was just like, wow, Jiminy Cricket.
Hey, don't be giving me ideas. Do my work for me. Up next, of course, soup and sambos, which
class.
We love. There will be. Balderdash, which I thought was a style of plastering, apparently not. Lacy knickers, still unsure about whether I have to wear them or say that. Colonoscopy, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Skibbity and Sigma. you can't have one without the other. Delulu, meow, meow. And more Italian brain rot. Bombardio, crocodillo, tralaleo, tralalala. And, oh, sorry, just
tongue.
Is that many tongues?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, perfect. tongue. The whore.
I'm no longer looking forward to the meeting.
I can't wait.
I'm panicked for you.
What's gossip about this is we're being interviewed as a trio, so you're going to be like doing all this. I mean, Dave will just stare into the camera to like 500 people in the company just nodding along with, she's dead right.
Oh, no, I can't wait to turn around and go, what the hell are you saying?
Also, I'm conscious it's a Friday meeting. People are going to be like, shut the hell up so we can log off this and enjoy this. And I'll be like, well, when I skibbity skigma my way into the office, I couldn't believe, like, how long am I going to need to say all of these things?
Well, listen, you're getting the fully charged treatment now, girl. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Team.
Thank you to the listener.
Just to say as well, because this, like, there's people on the Zoom, this whole thing will be recorded.
Yes.
So we'll have the payoff and the results of how Fiona got on with her fully charged humbling on Tuesday morning show, just because of the
very exciting
holiday.
No such thing as GDPR in our company.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
And we're buzzing. Spin is going to be live from Wellfest on May 10th and 11th with FlyFit. Great news.
It's going to be coming around really, really quickly. And we have a 3-month roaming FlyFit membership to give away alongside your weekend tickets to Wellfest as well. On to give this a go this morning to win are both Cleena and Lucy. How are you this morning, Cleena?
Pretty good. The sun is shining, so that's all that matters.
That's very true.
The sun is shining, the tank's clean.
Are you off to work, Cleena? What's the story?
I am indeed.
What do you do?
I work in a preschool.
Oh, I was really hoping you'd say cleaner. Cleena the cleaner.
Yeah.
That would have been fantastic. I'd say you do
I
a lot of...
I get that more often than you think.
Oh, well, then that upsets me that I'm so unoriginal, Cleena. But I suppose I am a man of the people.
Totally. That's what we've always said.
Fiona,
this is about Cleena right now. We're looking to win her some Wellfest tickets. We're not really talking about
fine,
identity.
Fine. Back to Cleena.
Cleena, listen, we'd love to get sort of Wellfest. Are you someone who would be going to this anyway?
I always wanted to go,
yeah,
but I've never actually went.
Okay.
Honestly, the walk getting into it through Kilmainham is so far already.
I'd say it had to be just get the steps up. Yeah.
Listen, also hanging on there is Lucy. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
What job could Lucy have with a name like Lucy?
Lucy the...
she loves goose...
Lucy the goose farmer? Goose. She's a full-time silly goose. Which
go
I
on,
was
going
to do if I didn't do this
What's
job.
That job, Lucy?
I'm a barista.
A barista, very nice.
There was one in a previous life.
Okay, Cleena and very Lucy, let's try and get one of you sorted with the Wellfest tickets. This is really simple. There's really nothing much, no brain power needed here. We've 10 gyms in front of us and 9 of them are closed. Only behind one door between 1 and 10 is an open gym. It's a guessing game between 1 and 10. And Cleena, you are on first. So do you want to have a first guess?
Number 5.
Right in the middle.
Oh, not there, Cleena. I'm sorry. Lucy, over to you.
6.
Okay, Cleena, what door are you going to go for?
Number 8.
All right, back to you, Lucy.
Number 2.
No, all right.
Not there, Lucy. All right, Cleena, up to you.
Number 1.
Gotta be. Come on. Oh, come on. It always goes down to the wire with this.
It does. Lucy, what are you thinking?
9.
Mm-hmm. No. Cleena, 3, 4, 7, or 10?
4.
Yes! Oh, thank God. Cleena, congratulations. Lucy, I'm so sorry, but commiserations. Have a fun time making coffees today.
No problem.
Good luck.
Cheers.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Cleena, congratulations. You're off to Wellfest.
Woo!
I think you've
that
always wanted to go to.
We need.
Yeah, exactly.
And that 3-month roaming FlyFit membership as well is all yours. So well done.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Good luck, Cleena.
Enjoy you the sun.
Too. 1038. Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go!
Hello, what's the crack?
Hey, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yay.
Good morning.
Cracking day.
I'm sorry to do this to you, but Emma, what's with your hairy feet this morning?
Oh, you don't say that to a woman.
What's with your hairy
Dave?
Feet? What? Like, Emma has got very, very hairy feet.
You see, it's the time of year where people get the feet out. It's shocking.
You don't know what's under there hair when you're getting out.
Okay, now it just sounds like I'm being mean. I'm not, I promise you.
No, I bought a pair of runners recently, and my first time wearing them is today. And when I saw them online, they just looked like a really cool grey.
Yeah.
But on closer inspection, they're covered in hair.
They're
like furry runners. It's the strangest thing.
It's so bizarre. I've never seen hairy runners before.
They're literally so soft. Like, I could lie on them and sleep.
So you didn't know they were hairy when you purchased them online?
No, they just looked a bit funny. And I just thought, they're a cool texture. You know? Cool.
Fiona, maybe your Instagram moment of the day on the, on the spin Instagram.
I forgot about that today.
On the official Instagram.
I'm struggling with the double jobbing. I'm really having a hard time. Sorry that there's been nothing on the gram this morning. I know that you've been intensely following along.
I have to say, and this isn't me getting deep, Brenton, but do you ever find you go through phases where you're feeling really good about yourself and confident, and then there's times where you just feel like crap? And it'll come around again. I'll be grand. But I think in my phase of feeling less confident, I'm channeling that into mad looking shoes.
Okay.
It's a weird thing at the moment. Like, I can't get normal Converse. They have to be really chunky and kind of mad. And also, a negative inspiration in my life is following Joanne McNally on Instagram. Because her shoes can never just be normal, and I want the maddest shoes going.
Tell me this, can you style the shoes? Because
no, I haven't a clue what to do with them.
No, but I mean style the actual hair. Like, can you put powder in it and maybe add a bit of texture?
That's a great question.
Do you need to brush them every morning?
Like, I would say it needs a fine brush. And you see, they're the kind of shoes that, God help you, if you stand in one puddle, that's the end of the hair.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think of that.
You know? So they need
you could
to
do
be
a
protected.
Slick back bun. You know that like little hair mascara that everyone's obsessed with?
Yes!
Please do a slick back bun on the runners. We need it.
Oh my God, I love your slick back buns. They're good. They go great with the pants.
What's great though is like now that I've lifted the runner onto my lap to kind of inspect it, I'm just like caressing my
foot.
Yeah. Which
feels
is a weird thing to do. Yes.
It's like, you know, when the villain turns around, hello, Mr. Bond, but doesn't have a cat, and so she's just stroking Guys, I don't mind telling you, I was a bit bored yesterday. And what does a guy in his 30s do when he's home alone?
Oh, Jesus.
And he's bored. He looks up the Liberal candidates for the 2025 Canadian election.
Of course.
What were you thinking, weirdos? Listen, you got some nice names in there for the Canadian election. You've got Sarah Good, you've got Paul Collins, and you've got David Beckham. David Beckham, the former United and England football player, the guy whose documentary just came out a few months ago. He never mentioned anything about being a politician. Turns out, unfortunately, they're two very different people. All right, David Beckham, that we know, does in fact co-own Inter Miami in the United States, but he does not run as a Liberal candidate in the Canadian election.
It must be so unfortunate. But also, that would be a bit of clout for that candidate. Because it's like, oh, your man Beckham. Like, we're just getting a little bit more chat about them.
Emma, I couldn't agree more that if one's name was David Beckham, you might lean into that a little bit.
Surely.
He does not mention it ever.
Really?
Right? I scoured his page. He does not mention it. And there was so many options for him too. So I was like, why isn't he milking it? He doesn't mention it at all. He did a video about his candidacy and he started off by saying this.
My name is David Beckham, your Liberal candidate for Saanich Gulf Islands. I want to begin by saying that it has been the honor of my life to represent the Liberal Party in this campaign for the federal parliamentary seat in Saanich Gulf Islands.
That's not how you should begin.
No, that would have been so funny. Yeah,
I want to begin by saying I'm not the football player.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you begin that kind of a speech.
But I'm well able to score for you. And then, I don't know.
Yeah, give us something,
yes,
David.
Yes, something, yeah. But I know my goals. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah.
There
and
we go.
Then he did an interview where the question was so perfect that he totally could have leant into it. And this is how he answered.
My name is David Beckham, your Liberal candidate for Saanich Gulf Islands. I want to begin by saying that it has been the honor of my life.
That is what is in there as the second one.
Right, okay.
What's he saying in the second one,
he's just basically asked in the interview, oh, who is David Beckham? And he's like, well, apparently he's a politician. And apparently I thought he was this. And I'm like, you should have went, he's not the footballer. But you know, as I said, the puns would have really, really worked. So I started looking at other normal, you know, everyday people with very famous names and how tough they find it. Some honestly are gold, but like there's a real curse, I think.
Okay.
Because there's a guy in Seattle, he's 31, his name is Taylor Swift.
No way!
Yeah, he said, I get between 5 to 10 emails every week intended for the other Taylor Swift, and they go into a folder because at this point it's pretty commonplace and I don't think much about it. Nearly all of them say something like, oh my God, you're so pretty and I love you. So Fiona's
nice pick-me-up.
Fiona and Callum are obviously emailing Taylor Swift a lot. This guy, Taylor Swift, he says, as someone who has purchased or has pursued a presence online for my net building business, I'm buried way too deep in Google searches. So no, you're not finding them.
That's okay. The other side, isn't it? Because say, for example, if you did live locally and you were interested in your local politician and you Google their name, you're not going to find them that easy. That's the flip side.
There's a 36-year-old girl in Massachusetts. Her name is Jennifer Lawrence. She said, recently I was going through security in the Palm Springs airport and a TSA official looked at me and turned bright red. He said, I can't wait to go home and tell my friends I just met Jennifer Lawrence. She just said, I smiled and told him it was my pleasure to make his day. It's just easier that way. There's a girl who's 22. She lives in London and her name is Kate Middleton, right? She said when Kate's engagement to Prince William was announced, she had over 3,000 friend requests on Facebook and her account got deactivated because she was told she was being an impersonator. But it's just her name. And Jamie Oliver is a girl from Nottingham and she said, I work as a blogger and chased one company for weeks for a payment. It turns out they had paid the Jamie Oliver my money months ago, having worked with him on other campaigns previously.
Sure.
Jamie Oliver just walking around going, free money, class.
He's walking around like bish bash bosh.
Unbelievable.
No. I'd love to have a famous name.
Would you? I feel like it'd be a nightmare. Like, there's a guy called John Lewis, I think his name is. And you know, obviously, the famous brand of shop at Christmas, John Lewis. And at John Lewis is his name on Twitter. Yeah. And so we get so many people being like, the Christmas ad this year sucked.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I'm just a dude.
Can I return this, please? Where's customer service?
Yes, I'm just a dude. There's a guy on Twitter who's called @NileHorn.
I was about to say Nile Horn guy,
So Nile had to take a Nile official.
Yes. I love that when they get in there. For sure. Where else? Spin 103.8 has to be Spin 103.8 official, isn't it? Or what are we on Instagram? Official Spin. So someone else, people are so mean when something new comes up. They take all the big brand names first.
You gotta be quick.
You sure do.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, I'm sure we've all seen this online. The whole ironic loop of this is just brilliant. Do you remember the really famous anti-piracy campaign? This is from the early noughties, where it was basically to threaten you to not watch a dodgy stream or a dodgy video or a DVD
that was recorded in the cinema.
Exactly. Or if you go to like a little horse fair and you pick up a few DVDs off the street. It was all anti all that kind of stuff.
You wouldn't steal a handbag.
Because that is where I used to pick up some of my own dodgy DVDs.
Emma Nolan.
Basically, you wouldn't steal a car.
Yeah.
You wouldn't steal a handbag, essentially. We all can see that in our heads in terms of...
I remember me and all the boys in the cinema would be like, yeah, I would. Wouldn't steal a car. Yeah, I would. I'll do it right now. Watch.
Well, it turns out all these years later, someone's been doing such a deep dive on this that the font that was used for that ad, the you wouldn't steal a car, you wouldn't steal a handbag, was itself... stolen.
No.
Okay, dead.
Pirated.
Pirated from way back in the day. Really kind of sharp-eyed users on Blue Sky. They dug into an old PDF of the campaign and they found it used this dodgy knockoff called X Brand Rough instead of the proper licensed version, okay?
Okay.
Now, to be fair, this was the early noughties and there's no proof that the designers even knew that they were stealing it at the time. But again, it's just the irony of it is brilliant.
That's incredible.
Cancel culture comes for us all.
Yeah.
Even the
people
font.
Are ready to dig up your old text.
So, the guy behind this who actually owns the font just finds this whole thing ironic and hilarious and is really enjoying the whole story. But I was thinking about other brands and if they were to be, and they're not, by the way, I'm not like calling anyone out, if they were to be if they're in the headlines for being part of this kind of irony themselves. So the Specsavers slogan creator being more into going to Vision Express on Henry Street rather than Specsavers.
Yeah, very good.
You know, should have gone to Specsavers. Actually, myself, I prefer going to Vision Express on Henry Street.
I've never been in myself, but I hear it's good. Good luck to you.
The KFC slogan creator has never licked their fingers.
I bet you they're vegetarian.
While eating KFC.
And they're vegetarian.
Yeah. And they just actually use cutlery while eating the burger. They slice through a little bit by bit. Oh. Never, ever licked their fingers. If the owner of Lines, big one in Ireland, actually bought Barry's in the weekly shop.
Wow. What's McDonald's one? I'm loving it. And they just hate it.
I'm not really a fan.
I'm not really a fan.
It's not for me.
It's not for me.
Oh, it works.
The L'Oreal owner actually has no self-worth.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's so deep.
Wait, that hit me. I wasn't ready for that this morning.
I know. Even writing it down on my sheet made me sad.
Can someone check in? Is she okay?
Okay? Because you're worth it. Because I'm not. Terrible. The Brennan's owner actually much prefers kind of crusty bread from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday's bread. Yesterday.
I just think this whole thing is brilliant. And as I said, it's the big ironic loop.
Yeah, big fan.
Spin 103.8's golden ticket.
Okay, well, it's that time of the day. It's the golden ticket. We want to send someone away on a 7-night holiday completely free. And who is that going to be?
That is this morning. We're hoping Shelby. How are you, Shelby? What are you up to?
I'm good. I'm literally just driving into Drogheda on my way to work.
Into Drogheda, my neck of the woods, Shelby. What do you do in Drogheda?
My neck of the woods, too. I work there.
What do you do?
I am the manager of a charity shop for the Gary Kelly Centre.
Oh, Gary Kelly. I know the area well. Very, very good.
Yeah. Good for you.
I went to college up near Diffie. You know, I went to Diffie, so I used to walk up past the Gary Kelly Centre all the time, Shelby. I like it. And so what do you do in the charity?
So the Gary Kelly Centre is a charity based for people who are living with cancer, their friends and their family. And they provide services such as counselling, yoga, support services, basically. And it's all free of charge. So it's not government funded. So with me in the charity shop, I basically... fun.
You run
Gary
it.
That's amazing,
Shelby. An excellent
just
spokesperson
the now, not
as
the
well.
Center.
Yeah, I get you. An excellent spokesperson for the Gary Kelly Centre. I like it, Shelby. When's the last time you went on holidays?
The last time I went on holidays was in February.
Oh, you lucky thing.
Where did you go?
I went to Alicante.
Ooh, and how was the weather in February?
Lucky enough, we were actually very lucky with the weather. It was like, it wasn't too cold, but it wasn't too warm. It was just nice. It was a good time to get away.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, if you got good weather in February, I feel like you're a lucky person, so this game could go your way.
Absolutely, Shelby. All right, let's see if we can win you this holiday to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I don't know. Can you please remind me?
I will, of course. All right, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Shelby, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once now and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Shelby?
Yeah. Makes
Happy
sense.
Days. Where are you from? Oh, you're from Drogheda.
I'm from Clarehead.
You're from Clarehead. Very nice. Shelby from Clarehead. Best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait.
Oh, God.
I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait.
Swap.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. That was David Guetta, One Republic, and I Don't Want to Wait.
Always messes people up.
Mm.
Oh, no, I'm a mess here. I'm sweating. I wasn't expecting this, so I'm so off guard now. I have no idea what I'm doing.
No, you're Shelby, right, you're okay. You've swapped. You've completely reset the game. So just put that straight out of your mind. Take a deep breath in. Pretend like you're in one of the Gary Kelly yoga classes.
Yeah, exactly.
Deep breath out. You're back to 25 seconds. It never happened.
Let's do it, Shelby. A brand new game almost. Let's go for a brand new song. One, it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Is that Top of Rome?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the song?
She spells it out.
Damn Hot Minute.
No. Oh, no, close. You've got one of the words.
H-O-T-T-O.
Yeah, we'll give you that.
Okay, the song is Chapel Road. Sorry, the artist Chapel Road, you were right. And the song is Hot to Go, all right?
Yeah. H-O-T-T-O-G-O. You can get this hot to go.
Fiona's gone. Are you okay?
It did take a bit more than a hot minute to get to that song title. You've just got 7 seconds left for the rest of the game. But we believe in you, Shelby.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
I don't believe myself.
Hey, that's not what we want to hear.
Definitely not, Shelby. You can do this, maybe.
I'm not like L'Oreal.
Very good.
Babe,
very good. Let's go, Shelby, for song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Go on.
3, 2.
It's like yourself.
You literally got it on the buzzer, Shelby. It was Busy Woman. I never would have got that.
I like the way you said Busy Woman Espresso. Shelby, you're a woman after my own heart.
Oh, I love it. Shelby, did you have fun?
I did.
That's all that matters.
Listen, you're doing God's work. Well done.
Oh, yeah, I'll get some slagging after this.
You will. Shelby, do you know what? Just because we like you so much, we're going to send you out to my MC Cinema Passes, all right?
Oh, thank you so much.
And come here, are you open to all the donations there where you work? You are?
Yeah, we're still open to donations.
What are you looking for at the moment? What are you short on?
At the minute, we're really stuck for men's clothes.
Okay, oh, very good.
Go. Yeah. Callum.
So all the men out there, please get into the Gary Kelly Centre in the Lawrence's Centre.
Thanks,
okay.
Shelby.
The word's out there. Thanks, Shelby.
Good
luck. Bye. All right, listen.
I love Shelby.
Oh, I love Shelby as well. We're going to play again tomorrow. We want you to win this holiday to PortAventura for 7 nights, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Nice.
Do you fancy your chances? Well, you can message us now if you want. Golden to 087-711-103.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for allotting me with a dedicated time slot to speak my truths, because I usually try and do it over the songs, which I've learned is not appropriate in radio. But hey, it's just my first week. I'm getting there. This is the time of day where I just weigh in and talk absolute codswallop. And so far, so good, because no one gets to tell me I can't do it. So for today, Wednesday, hump day, we love it. I would like to put forward to Dublin and beyond, getting clamped in Dublin, it doesn't have to be so bad.
Oh no.
You've been given the gift of time. Or some might say you've been charged €125 for it. You know, who knows? I did get clamped in Dublin's city centre yesterday. It was my first time ever getting clamped. So I tried to put a positive spin. Yeah, I was like, you know what? It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
can I use how? How and why?
How did I get clamped and why?
Yeah.
So we arrive here at 6 a.m. because, you know, obviously we're so serious about this job. And you don't have to start paying for parking till 7. I forgot till 8.
Gotcha. So,
she insists on parking on Grafton Street. I don't know what.
I just pull up outside Brian's office and I'm like, this is good, right? Hazards on. So yeah, they're not a fan of that, weirdly.
No.
But yeah, no. So I forgot, and then I, you know, when you see the sticker, and you're like, oh, for God's sake. My sister was actually in town yesterday, and she was like, that looks like Fiona's car clamped. Anyway, so you can take it as an opportunity to be a tourist in your own city. You can take back the power to yourself by using the bathrooms in Stephen's Green Shopping Centre for free. So you feel like, you know, you're in control of some aspect of your life.
Yeah.
That's what I did. You know, you can do things that you usually don't have time to queue for. You can get a Bambino.
Oh, yes. You know? That's a very good show.
I did get a Bambi's. You can get a €2 coffee on Drury Street. You know, the heartbreak, the social.
Yeah.
That queue's always crazy, but because you have
time.
You have 2 hours to wait. And trust me, these clampers, they will have make you wait you the whole 2 hours.
They will make you enjoy your day out in Dublin.
Yeah. What else did I do? I mean, this is very Drury Street centric, but it just was where I was. You can get a tattoo. Yeah. You can get a piercing. You'll have time for a full sleeve, because these guys really like to, I think they like to just do donuts around the place. I feel like they were on the street over, and they could have come at any stage. I met my sister because she saw my Instagram story. We went for a coffee. You guys know, of course, I am passionate about my sun cream. Mm-hmm. It had been applied at 5 a.m, so I did get a bit sunburned on my nose from sitting out in the hottest day of the year. So I will be taking that up with Dublin. So much. I need to keep the skin young. You can sit on the steps of Power Square Town Centre and watch the day go by. You know.
You had a long 2 hours, hon.
I sure did. I did bits.
And do they text you then when they say, like, we're here?
That's an option. So you can
cost you an extra 50 quid though.
You can ask for them to text you, because I've been in cars that have been clamped before, and I think sometimes you think
we should
you
not have stopped it.
Hey,
you're sitting there like
you have to sit, or people think you have to sit and wait for the clamper to arrive, but you actually don't. You can go out and enjoy yourself.
Enjoy the city. Tough day.
It was okay. I will say, they only brought clamping in 1999 in Dublin, so there's still time to get rid. Clamping's
she's done her research.
revoke.
You had time to do clamping history research.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.